In this clip in my series, New Covenant Theology Made Simple, I want to take a basic element of the Christian life and show the radical difference between the way the New Covenant theologian goes about it and the way a Covenant theologian goes about it. I hope you don't think I'm being patronizing in this clip. What I'm saying here, I've said in print, and what I said here, I've said in discourse. But I'm going to say it here by means of a visual aid. I don't mean to be silly or patronizing as I say. I want to be clear, simple, plain, direct. I don't want to be misunderstood. I want to draw attention to this fundamental point in a graphic way. What am I talking about? I'm talking about reading the Bible. We all face texts in the Bible which deal with law. Indeed, we face whole books dealing with law. Galatians, for example, and Hebrews. We face chapter after chapter, Romans 6, 7, and 8, Ephesians 2, and Philippians 3, and so on. But we find whole books dealing with the law, so we have to read the Bible on the question of the law. I'm going to show you, first of all, how a New Covenant theologian reads those passages in his Bible. I'll speak for myself, but I think it's true. I know it's true in general, but I'll speak for myself. I don't want to put words or actions into other people's lives. I'll speak for myself. This is how I read the Bible when I'm reading Romans 6, 7, and 8, or Galatians, or Hebrews, or Philippians 3, whatever it might be. I take up my Bible. I open it to the relevant passage. And I read. That's how I read my Bible. I let the Bible speak to me. I let it say what it wants to say to me. I take it as it says it. I check it against other scriptures. I verify them, the Greek of the text and so on. But basically, that's how I read my Bible. And when I've come to my opinion and my view and my understanding of what that passage says, then I might consult other books and see what they might say. But first and foremost, I read the Bible unfiltered, unprotected. I let it speak to myself. And I trust God's Spirit to speak to me through Scripture. Now I'll show you a covenant theologian reading his Bible. First of all, he reaches for some glasses. I see it shining on the picture, but he puts his glasses on. Now these are not ordinary glasses. These are covenant theology glasses. Confessional glasses, systematic theology, whatever you might, covenant theology glasses. And he puts those on first of all. And then he takes up his Bible. And he starts to read these relevant passages, say Galatians or Hebrews or Romans. You're not under law but under grace, say, in Romans. You died to the law, Romans again. I died to the law, Galatians 2, or whatever. And he reads these passages, but instead of reading them directly, he's reading them through covenant theology glasses. And of course, he meets these texts. We're not under law. And these glasses, tell him what that text means. And then he does something else. Now, it's very difficult. I have only got two hands. He keeps his Bible open, but he now picks up some baskets. I don't know whether this is going to work, but here's one basket he picks up. He's got a text, you see, in Scripture, and he picks up this basket. And he picks up another one. The C stands for ceremonial. The J stands for judicial. So he has these two baskets alongside him. He picks up his Bible. He puts on his glasses. He puts on, picks out the Bible, reads the text. If it fits his system, he's all right. If it doesn't fit his system, he puts his Bible down for the moment and reaches for one of these baskets, usually the sea basket. And he drops that text into the sea basket. That text, you're not under the under law but under grace, means you're not under the ceremonial law. Or you're under the judicial law. He uses that basket. If the text fits the system, he'll keep it. But if it doesn't, he puts it in there. You die to the law. No, you die to the ceremonial law. And so on. That's how a covenant theologian reads his Bible. A new covenant theologian reads his Bible by just reading it as plain scripture. Unfiltered, no waste paper baskets. We die to the law. We die to the whole system, 613 commands. We're not under law. We're not under the whole system, 613 commands. We are married to Christ, and we cannot be married to the law, the system, the 613 commands, and so on. No waste paper baskets, no filtering, no glasses, text. Of course, if I want to look at the Greek, I do now. If I look at other commentators, I do now. But those commentators have to fit this. This does not have to fit the commentator. This does not have to fit a system of theology. That's a radical difference between New Covenant theology and Covenant theology. Why do New Covenant theologians not filter the Scripture? Because the Scripture must speak to us. It is God's Word. We check men by Scripture. We don't check Scripture by men. The Bereans were commended because they searched the Scriptures daily to see even if what Paul was saying was right. Now think of that. They searched the Scriptures. They didn't go to some system of theology. Jesus said, search the Scriptures. He didn't say, go to the rabbis. He said, search the Scriptures. Or you do search the Scriptures. Why do covenant theologians want these waste paper baskets? In a previous clip, I said, why do they talk about the moral law? Because they've invented a system, a threefold division of the law, which is unscriptural. They didn't invent it, in fact. They take it from John Calvin, and he didn't invent it either. He said it in concrete, but he found it in Thomas Aquinas, that prince of Roman Catholic theologians in the Middle Ages. He took over Aquinas. He set it in his institutes, Calvin did, and the moral law, the ceremonial law, the judicial law have become ubiquitous throughout covenant theology. You can't read a book on the law written by a Reformed or evangelical man unless you find the moral law, the moral law, the moral law, ceremonial law, ceremonial law, all across, and judicial law, all across the pages. Completely absent from Scripture, completely unscriptural. Why do they do it? Because it enables them to get round difficult texts and force the Scripture into their system. New Covenant theologians take the Bible absolutely as it stands. When God says the law, he means the law. I'm reminded of an illustration. One day in a class, the teacher was saying about the parables and the miracles of Jesus. Take the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 and the parables of this and that and his teaching on this. And the teacher said, of course, it doesn't mean this, you see. What it says here, it doesn't mean this, it means something else. And she was explaining it away. And a little boy, he was only a little boy, he put his hand up and he said, Miss, if God doesn't say what he means, if God doesn't mean what he says, why doesn't he say what he means? I'm sorry I got that wrong, but perhaps you'll remember it. If God doesn't mean what he says, why doesn't he say what he means? If God meant us to understand the threefold division of the law and the use of the waste paper baskets, why ever didn't Paul, when he's writing whole books on the law, dealing with this very issue of the law teachers, Galatians, for example, whole chapters, Romans 6, 7, and 8, the letter to the Hebrews, for example, why ever didn't they once just say, look, there is a threefold division of the law, and when you read your Bible, put those glasses on, get your waste paper baskets ready, and dispose of the text neatly. It's all clean and simple, and it's all utterly wrong. I hope you don't think I've been patronizing. I know I fumbled my way through this clip, but sincerely, sincerely I mean it. I want you to understand, as a believer, I'm talking to you as a believer, you can and you must read your Bible for itself before you read any book, and never, never force the Bible into a system. I'm not saying you don't consult other authors. I'm not saying you don't listen to other men and look by the light of another man's candle. I'm not saying that for a minute, woman. But I do say nothing, nothing should come between the believer and his Bible. If God doesn't mean what he says, why doesn't he say what he means? He has said what he means. He means what he says. Let us stop this nonsense of imposing a system of theology upon the Bible. New Covenant theology made.